This is Dr. Robert Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L, dictating a psychiatric evaluation on patient Phyllis Jeffrey. That's J-E-F-F-E-R-Y. First name, P as in Papa, H-Y-L-L-I-S. Patient is a 74-year-old female with who was seen on 3/27/24 for a psychiatric evaluation. Her chief complaint was of severe anxiety. New paragraph, history of present illness. Patient first had anxiety at least as far back as age 20, period. That episode followed after a boyfriend left her, period. At age 49, she became very anxious due to several deaths in her family, period. She got physical symptoms, comma, including severe fatigue, period. The current episode started about 3 months ago with severe gastroenteritis, period. Poor appetite with a loss of 6 pounds, period. She gets panic attacks daily. She states, quote, I wake up with my heart pounding, unquote. She sees internist Dr. Vasileios Kalinaros, period. He has been treating her for IBS and for depression and anxiety, period. She states that Xanax 0.25 milligrams was too sedating, period. Ativan 0.5 milligrams BID has been more helpful. She denies any history of drug or alcohol abuse, comma, severe depressions, comma, suicide ideation, comma, or mania or hypomania, period. He awakens with severe anxiety and palpitations. Atenolol, 25 milligrams, has been helpful. A new paragraph, family history. Patient's father had ECT for depression with good response. The mother also had depression and anxiety that responded to Elvil, period. The maternal grandfather committed suicide, period. A patient's sister suffers from depression and anxiety. New paragraph, past medical history. Oh, wait, I should add, in the family history, the patient's daughter suffered from a postpartum depression. A new paragraph, past medical history. Patient does not smoke, period. She is allergic to an unknown cephalosporin. Medications were as above. Period. Medical history is remarkable for stage 1 breast cancer in 2017. Period. A recent cardiac and thyroid workups were negative. Period. Her blood pressure varies, but appears to be higher when stressed. Period. Patient denied any history of heart disease, comma, asthma, comma, seizures, comma, or diabetes mellitus. Period. New paragraph, mental status examination. Elderly white female, pleasant and cooperative. She was well groomed, period. Eye contact was good. She used no assistive devices. Period. Behavior. She was cooperative and able to attend well to questions. Period. She was able to give a coherent history. Period. Speech was normal in rate and rhythm. Mood was depressed and anxious. Affect. Was mainly neutral, period. There was no thought disorder, period. In particular, comma, no delusional thinking was noted, period. She denied any suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. She was alert and oriented times 4, period. Recent, rather immediate, comma, recent, comma, and remote memories were intact, rather were grossly intact, period. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. One, a panic disorder. Two, general anxiety disorder. Three, history of major depressive disorder, period. I'm sorry. 3, major depressive disorder recurrent with weight loss. Severity level is mild to moderate. Period. New paragraph. Since patient has not responded to an adequate trial of Cymbalta 60 milligrams per day, I recommended that she decrease the Cymbalta to 30 milligrams daily for 2 weeks and then discontinue it. She's to start Prozac 20 milligrams QAM for 2 weeks and then increase to 40 milligrams QAM if tolerated. 3. In 2 weeks, start Wellbutrin XL 150 milligrams QAM. 4, continue Ativan, period. If the combination, new paragraph, if the combination of Prozac and Wellbutrin, which should be increased to 300 milligrams after 1 week at 150 milligrams, comma. If this combination is ineffective after 6 to 8 weeks, comma, then Wellbutrin could be discontinued and a second generation antipsychotic such as Zyprexa or Rexulti could be introduced. If this is not effective, one should consider a trial of transcranial magnetic stimulation, period. This has been Dr. Robert Castro dictating a psychiatric evaluation on patient Phyllis Jeffrey. Thank you.